531. Albany Perona Pesetar is a graduate of the National Academy of Singing and Dramatic Arts, Bachelor of Performing Arts. His previous court theatre credits include Matatihi, Maya's Journey of Bravery, The Ugly Duckling, Puff the Magic Dragon, and Easy Money. Albany is part of the collective Why Not, who have produced Laungangana, the Fa'u, Palu, and were part of the Measina Festival and the Kiamau Festival right here in Wellington. Albany is on the phone to us right now. Ta'alofa lava, Albany, and thank you so much for joining us.
Ta'alofa lava, ma'alofa lava, so thank you for the opportunity.
Oh my goodness, were you born in New Zealand? Your Samoan sounds pretty good.
So I'm a first generation New Zealand born Samoan. My parents are from Samoa. My dad doesn't speak any English at all, but my mum was scholared here through her days. So yeah, New Zealand born.
But your language would be strong in the Samoan if you were brought up in a household where you heard it all the time, which is great. That would give you a lot of background. Tell us about the project that is right in front of you now. No, let's go back. I've changed my mind. What was it like growing up in a household? Did you grow up in Christchurch?
Yep, so I grew up in Christchurch, been here my whole life. A real loving family, mum and dad, again, born in Samoa. Had my grandparents also living here. So communicating with my grandparents and my dad especially, who doesn't speak English. So, we were kind of forced upon to learn the language and learn Samoa, growing up. And back then, I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, oh, well, what's this all about? We get mocked at school for speaking Samoan and our English is not good. But now, being older and you hear stories and you look back and you see, the younger generation coming now, how easily our language can be lost. And I'm just really grateful, I have this platform to share who I am, my culture, as well as my language, and be quite strong in it. So, again, and that's also why it's given me a passion to choose what I want to do within my career. Yeah.
And some of the work that you've done, what made you decide to get into acting, Albany?
Also, you're a pioneer within the performing arts, man. For yourself, like the Samoans, but I thought Oimutu Finger, as well as the Naked Samoans, as well as Pacific Underground. You guys are pioneers in creating pathways for a lot of young emerging artists like myself, not only in Christchurch, but around New Zealand. I believe that our people are natural storytellers. Whether it's humor, whether it's Sunday school, whether it's doing the Kaulokos and stuff like that. So I've always had a passion for being a performer. I thought I was going to be an All Black first, but that didn't work out. So then I went to the next best thing, and that was acting. So drama was a hobby, and I didn't realize, I was actually all right at it, and then decided to pursue it as a career, and so far, so good.
And during the loko kameiki, were you that kid that the Whaife Au had to push back in line because he was always keen to do his kauroko?
When I got older, yes. You're doing the kauroko, and then, you want to be Jesus. And then, I was the unlucky one that would have to be, either a prop or, a tree or the bad guy, so... but it's good, all things up, that's where it started from, and it's a blessing upon a blessing, You do it within church, and now you're blessed with the gift to go out there and, tell our stories about people. So, yeah.
So where was the forum where you were able to explore that more? Was it through school? Was it at college when you found other like-minded person? What was your journey through that?
That's a good question. So, again, being in Christchurch, there's not many opportunities for Pasifika to do acting as a job, to get paid to do what you love. And being at NASDA, the National Academy of Singing and Dramatic Arts, the ratio of Balangis compared to Pasifika, there was only 60 students, and, we knew that we would find it harder to find jobs within the career, within the entertainment world. And then, you know, I ended up meeting some people who were also as passionate as me, Pacifica, and we just thought, hey, why not start a collective where we can write our own shows, original work, and, you know, and just and tell our stories to our communities. And we believe that, you know, you don't need lights and a big space full of people to tell your stories, you know. If you have to do it in a car park, in a car park. And our first show, Lo'ungana, which, you know, talks exactly about being New Zealand born Samoa, the adversary you find, you know, the identity crisis growing up and stuff, especially in the 90s in Christchurch, you know, that was what the story was about. And we told that in a classroom, you know, a classroom full of 30 people that came to watch. So, yeah, that's where it started. And 2 years, 3 years later, we're now, you know, traveling around New Zealand, taking part in festivals, Pacifica festivals, and continuing to write our own shows and working with other major platforms.
Wow, yes, why not indeed? Mm. So those other people that you started Why Not with, were they the other three that were in the course at the National Academy of Singing and Dramatic Arts, or were they friends that you sort of found as you started moving within that arts space?
Yeah, well, so so these are all, you know, we had I always had friends within the industry, you know, and it's, honestly, I really do believe that everything happens for a reason. And you know, timing that one of my uncles from Auckland came and lived in Christchurch, and, you know, we had a conversation, and that's how it started. But, you know, the others who came through the academy, the National Academy of Arts, you know, was Miss Samoa New Zealand in 2018-19, I think. And then others have gone to direct their own shows or do their masters and stuff like that, you know. So there's been many avenues that have come from being part of this academy, or just knowing people, you know, connection's a big thing for Pacifica. Yeah,
and it's a really big thing for the industry, because, you know, we are all free moving bodies within this art space, and you never know, you just might run into someone at someone else's opening night, and then suddenly you think, oh my goodness, we're looking for someone exactly like that. So those ke wale wa, as you talk about, is really important in your personal life, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And that's it, you know, you either meet your cousin that you haven't met before, or, you know, you meet someone that's got the same passion for you. And, you know, lucky enough, you know, being part of the Measina Festival, the Kia Mau Festival, you know, we've been able to network with playwrights such as Victor Rogers, you know, working with Annabella as well as Pacific Underground with Tanya, Poss, and all those other amazing people, and, you know, doing shows that Oscar Kiley wrote, you know. So I mean, it's such a small industry for Pacifica Entertainment, but such a rewarding one when you know that there's people that have done it before you and have created opportunities, you know, such as yourself and Fofing as well, for Laughing Samoans.
With COVID-19, we were in lockdown for at least six weeks. What effect did that have on your work?
So 6 weeks of lockdown was an interesting one. You know, I had a vision. I've always had a vision to start something within myself, you know, and that was a dance academy, Pacifica Dance Academy. And if it wasn't for the lockdown period, to be honest, you know, that would have still been a vision, you know. But being in lockdown for 6 weeks, you know, you're forced to do something to keep busy. And I was like, well, why not? You know, why not start this vision and see where it goes from there? So, you know, 8 weeks into, you know, well, post lockdown, you know, there's amazing things happening, you know, getting ready to launch next month as an official academy. You know, we've got our dance group ready to go. We've got our school programs to go in and teach the Pacifica kids ready to go. Community classes ready to go for our community. So, you know, it's really forced me to make a vision become a reality and really give back to the community and the kids, especially post COVID. Because, you know, we've still been affected from the earthquakes here in Christchurch, as well as the shootings that happened. And I know for our Pacifica families here, you know, we have it really, really hard sometimes and trying to recover from those. And I just thought, what a way to give back, you know, and start this academy where our kids, you know, they are the next important things, you know, they're the next generation that carry our language and our culture. So I really want to invest in them, yeah, going forward.
Now that you mention it, Christchurch has been through a lot in the last couple of years, and then COVID-19 comes along. The resilience has always been there. So the Pacific Dance Academy, tell us a little bit more about that, because primarily you were focused on theatre, but is dance also a passion of yours, or do you think it's an avenue for our children to get into the performing arts?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm lucky enough to be, you know, be part of Polyfest Christchurch for over 10 years now, you know, being within it in schools and then becoming a tutor and, you know, learning from my grandparents as well as my parents, the stories of our culture, as well as being in the entertainment, the performing arts world, you know, learning off other practitioners, but also community people here have also been, you know, great help. And it goes with that saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I believe that there's many, you know, we all learn something from someone, and that's really given me the idea to start this academy, you know. And here in Christchurch, like you said, we have been through a lot as a city, and you know, having a Pacific platform such as Whakasi 20, which is a group of collectors of all people from organizations, so not just performing arts, but you know, within the government sector as well as the well-being sector, so all these Pacific communities coming together to create one umbrella under Whakasi 20, just to, yeah, to help the community, Pacific community, go in a, you know, in the right direction moving forward in Christchurch.
So what are the next things that people can look forward to? When will the Pacific Dance Academy be up and running, and when will you start touring your school shows?
Yeah, so next month on the June the 20th we'll be launching our official branding, our logo, our name and everything. And then, you know, hopefully, God willing, by term three, you know, we start running our school programs within schools, as well as our community classes for our matuas, as well as our alon whānau as well, so our kids. But, you know, this is for all Pacifica, you know, all children to get involved, all parents and families to get involved. It's really about building resilience as Pacifica moving forward, you know, being... with what's happened in Christchurch and also, you know, COVID-19 as well, you know, I believe this is a time where we really need to band together as Pacifica and really have each other's back moving forward. And this is just a small initiative project, you know, out of many that people are trying to create. And if I can create this, hopefully someone else is inspired and they can, you know, move forward, as well as the platforms, for example, like Whakasi 20, Pilot, who, you know, are awesome as well. The institutions, the ARA, as well as University of Canterbury, as well as Why Nots and the academy that are opening.
It is Samoan Language Week, and as someone who grew up in New Zealand, I'd love for you to say a few words in the Samoan language as the end of our interview. Whamana mole lava Albany.
Yeah, whaela mole lava noa ite. Ia, mole atu leanga fa sai a so uma, ia ai, sela mole avanoa, ai manuia tele, tato aso ngana Samoa, ia, ma soifua, ma ia manuia.
Pawhetai te lava Albany, he perona pese tā from Why Not, there in Christchurch.